AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has ordered flags lowered in memory of Nancy Reagan.
The flag over the White House is flying at half staff in honor of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died Sunday at the age of 94.
She loved her husband more than anything in the world.
The Reagan son, Ron, told the Today Show,
I think that you can make the case that the Ronald Reagan that we all came to know as president and would not have existed without Nancy Reagan.
Former President George W. Bush said Mrs. Reagan was fiercely loyal to her beloved husband, and that devotion was matched only by her devotion to our country. Rita Foley, Washington.
Presidential primaries will be held tomorrow in Mississippi and Michigan. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders met in debate last night in Flint, Michigan. In this from CNN, Sanders, after challenging Clinton about her speaker's fees, talked about what he charges.
Well, I'm your Democratic opponent. I release it. Here it is. There ain't nothing. I don't give speeches to Wall Street for hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got it.
Clinton says she's in the best position to beat GOP frontrunner Donald Trump.
There's only one candidate in either party who has more votes than him, and that's me.
Another lead-related lawsuit has been filed against Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and other current and former government officials and corporations. The federal suit claims tens of thousands of Flint residents have suffered physical and economic injury and damages. An Idaho minister who gave the invocation at a Saturday campaign rally for GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz was shot six times outside his church the next day. Alter Church Outreach Minister John Padula tells KXLY-TV he's pulling for Pastor Tim Remington.
There's a lot of people who are hurting really bad right now over this, but a lot of people who are believing that God has a plan.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 76. This is AP Radio News. An Atlanta fire spokesman says six people are dead in a boarding house fire. The spokesman says four men and two women died in this morning's blaze on the city's northwest side. Boston police say they're narrowing the gap between how often black residents are subjected to stops, searches, and frisks as compared with white and other ethnic groups. But Associated Press correspondent Phil Marcello reports recent released police data suggests the improvement is more modest than the department claims. And he adds some key information seems to be missing in what the police released.
When you kind of got beyond the race question and you just tried to figure out whether these stops were valid or what sort of reasons were behind them, there wasn't really much data behind that. And so when I went back to Boston Police to sort of follow that up, they said that information would be forthcoming. You know, it's been a couple of months now since they released this data, so we're still waiting to see what the results of that are.
And a severe thunderstorm caused some flight delays today at LAX. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.